penguins are poles apart.
Wow, Mr. Popper's Penguins are poles apart. And, well, you've probably heard of the film Mr. Popper's Penguins. It came out a few years ago with Jim Carrey in the lead role. And there is now a stage show and a musical. And I'm delighted to welcome the two guys who are responsible for that, really, because they've done the lyrics, they've done the music, they're sniggering. First of all, how did you become involved in this? And why Mr. Popper's Penguins?
So Luke and I met at a writers group called BML. And once a year it puts on a showcase of new writers' work. And a guy called Kenny Wax, who's a rather well-known producer in London, came along to the showcase. Yeah. And he heard a couple of songs that I'd written and fell in love with the lyrics that I could write. And then about 3 months later, I had a phone call, an answer phone message, and he was introducing himself, saying he's got this project of Mr. Popper's Penguins, if I'd like to get in touch with him. And, it all started there.
Well, I failed to introduce him. That was the voice of Richie Hughes, a Norset resident.
Indeed.
A local man. I've known Richie for a long, long time, since he was a little boy. And this is a whole new venture for you, isn't it? Because you're not a trained musician or you're an artist, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's something I've been plugging away at behind the scenes for about 8 years or so. You know, I've always written little ditties, as I considered them, and I whacked a couple on YouTube, and all of a sudden I had kind of 500,000 hits, and I thought, well,
wow,
I must be doing something right here. So I then looked into this writers group and got a place on it, and that's where I met Luke.
So, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
So how long did you, when was your involvement, how did you become involved in Mr. Popper's Penguins?
Okay, I was on board a few weeks after Richie. I think Richie kind of put me forward, and a director friend, Adam Lenston, also recommended me. So my name came up twice, and fortunately, Richie and I knew each other, although we'd never actually worked together. So that was a bit of a huge gamble, but it's paid off.
So let's talk about that working together then. How does that work? Do you work separately, and do you come up with some lyrics and you come up with some music, or do you sit in the same room together and work?
Yeah, I mean, what generally happens, I'll read through the book and I'll look at where the book lends itself to a song or to singing, and then I'll kind of crystallise pages and pages of dialogue into a great idea for a song, and then write and shape the lyrics for that, and then Luke comes along at the end and kind of plink-plonks a bit on the piano and takes all the glory.
I think I put the magic into the song.
That's one way of putting it.
You are the Elton John to...
I mean, it's called a musical, right?
Yeah.
Not a lyricsical, so...
No, I mean, in all seriousness, there's a good deal of dialogue before we even put pen to paper. You know, we'll sit down together and decide what the seed for the song is and what kind of form that song may take. And I think early on, Luke, you made the decision that we wanted to have kind of a Golden Age MGM kind of sound, because it's originally based on a book from the 1930s, a famous American book, and having made that decision, it kind of sets the parameters for everything you write, which is really helpful.
Okay, and how strongly is the, or is it, is, does the film, does the show mirror the film, or is it or very separate?
The film is completely different.
Yeah,
as
okay.
Really mirrors the original novel and the magic of the original novel.
Okay, yeah. And this involves a lot of puppetry on stage, doesn't it? I've looked at some clips and some fantastic puppetry going on.
Well, we tried to get penguins,
did you see them this week on Planet Earth? What a horrible life they have! It's terrible. I feel sorry for them. Well, who'd be a penguin?
No, I mean seriously, the penguins are designed by a guy called Nick Barnes, who's one of the foremost puppet makers, designers, and directors in the country, and his work has been worldwide, and they're great. They're that style of puppetry where you can see the operator. The operator's in clear view behind the puppet at all times, but a bit like Warhol. So after 2 or 3 minutes,
the illusion
becomes
invisible. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So for those of you who don't know, what is very, very, very quickly summarised, what is the story of Mr. Popper's Penguins?
It deals with Mr. Popper, who's a bit of a dreamer. He's a humble house painter who lives in this suburban, sleepy town of Stillwater, but he dreams of Arctic adventure. So as he pops the lid off a some green paint, he starts dreaming of the Amazon. Or if he pops the lid on some grey paint, he might start dreaming about the Himalayas.
Yeah.
And of course, when he pops the lid on white paint, he dreams of the Arctic. And so he writes a letter to Admiral Drake, who's this intrepid and world-renowned adventurer, who, by way of response, sends him a penguin in the post. The penguin does very well, but becomes a bit lonely after a while, so London Zoo send a second penguin, a female penguin, and male and female penguin do what they do. And, pretty soon the house is overrun by
eight more little baby penguins
who then they decide, in order to pay their way, they form a vaudeville act, which ends up touring the globe.
Now, talking of touring the globe, so you started the live shows back middle of last year, didn't you? And you've been... Where have you been? Tell us where you've been.
Oh, well, we started in Brighton.
Yeah.
Did a few places around the country. Mainly did Christmas at the Lowry in Manchester, which went down an absolute storm. And Pins and Needles Productions, Emma and Zoe, who run that, had another show on in London called The Bear. And the artistic director of the New Victory Theatre at New York, 42nd Street, saw that. It wasn't quite right for her, but Emma fortunately said, "Oh, well, come and see our Mr. Popper's Penguins in Manchester." So she did. Absolutely loved it.
Yeah.
I was off skiing. Richie rings me up on a bad line and just sings New York down the phone to me. And then I lose him. What does that mean? What does that mean? And, turns out that she wanted us to go to New York with our penguins.
Tell me how good New York was. I've seen the photographs. It looked great. There's
absolutely nothing like it. I mean, we've had so many pinch-yourself moments with this show. You know, being the penguins were on Blue Peter. Our songs have been on the Elaine Page show. But there was nothing quite like coming up the subway at Times Square, coming straight out and seeing your show there up in lights on the marquee.
Was it slightly off Broadway or actually on Broadway?
Well, it's the oldest Broadway theatre, but technically, because it's a specialist children's theatre, it doesn't count as Broadway. But it's a Broadway theatre, and it's directly opposite Disney's Aladdin. And next door to Cirque du Soleil. So it was
It's on Broadway, we don't care.
Semantics.
Yeah, beautiful theatre, built in 1900, stunning.
And so I'm going to say, what has the response been? But obviously, you don't get to being on Broadway if your show's not very good. So obviously, the reviews must be fantastic.
The reviews have been great, and but the response of the kids, more than anything, particularly in America, it's just so unfettered, so immediate. It's a physical reaction, you know. They're up on their feet, they're dancing, they're reaching out for the puppets and the penguins. They absolutely adored every moment of it.
And children, unlike friends and family, will not lie to you. If they don't like it, you really quickly know if they don't like it.
Yeah, and the tour goes on for how much longer?
So the tour
goes on. You're right up to December. No, that's last. That's last year. Yeah, that's last. No, this year. That's this year. You're certainly New Year's Eve.
That's right.
It's on New Year's Eve.
Sounds about right.
You're on at the Criterion as well.
In the West End.
You're in the West End from the 15th to the 31st.
Yep.
Wow.
But we're on in Leicester this week. Leicester Curve, and then
I've just got the list here. It just reads New York, Leicester, Southend.
Yeah, so the big three.
Yeah. The big three.
Let's save the best one till last.
Well, the Palace Theatre is a fantastic theatre in Southend, of course. You open on the 24th through to the 27th. Tickets are available 01702 351135, because you know that off by heart anyway. Are you trying to get and see as many shows as you can? Do you try and visit each venue?
I've got a little collection of ticket stubs. I've tried. The only one I've missed thus far, I think, is
you've missed Exeter,
Malvern, and Exeter. Malvern.
Missed Exeter.
Where group is? I don't know what you call like the Justin Bieber equivalent with penguins, but we're them waddlers, I suppose.
Is there something surreal about sitting at the back of a theatre and watching professional actors sing your words that you've written and singing the music that you've written? It must be an incredible feeling.
Sitting at the back of the theatre is my favourite place in the theatre anyway, and to be watching your own work going down very well with an audience is just magical. It's a dream come true.
Okay. And I mean, the most rewarding thing for me is that the adults have really got it as well. Yeah. We made a decision at the start. We want to have that kind of Pixar dual level of humour, yeah, where the kids are going to get the colour and the spectacle and the puppets, but there's also a lot there for the harried parents in the audience. You know, penguins are a lot like little toddlers in many ways. They're clumsy and they're hungry. So, you know, most of the reviews have focused in on that, the fact that it's there for adults to enjoy as well. So that's been great.
Richard, I know that you won last year the best... Well, what was it? You won the best new...
Yes, the Stiles and Drew Prize for the best new musical theatre song of the year from an unproduced show.
Wow, and that's not a song that's not in Mr. Popper's Crying Penguins. It's from some, what else is that?
It's from a one-man show I'm writing called The Superhero, which deals with a father's struggle to maintain a relationship with his daughter, who's the ex-wife, should I say, is threatening to take over to the States, and it's a struggle that leads him to climb up a famous London landmark dressed as a superhero at the end. So.
Wow. Well, is this something you're working in collaboration with, or is this a solo project for you at the moment?
I'm working in collaboration with another composer called Joseph Finley and a book writer called Michael Connolly, who's a good friend of Luke's as well, and they've done projects together.
I'm hoping you two are going to work in together. What's next for you two? Is there a you two? I've asked an awkward question.
We're split up, but we might get back to
I'm breaking up the band.
Luke, I'm just looking at your bio. I see you were MD on a course of disapproval.
I was assistant MD and in the company. That was a lucky break.
I played Daffy Dapp Llewellyn.
Oh, wow.
On the Thameside stage. You missed that one as well, didn't you? Yes.
You didn't come
I've been to most, Mike.
He's been to see most of them.
We had Rob Brydon in our production.
Yeah,
nothing compared to you.
I came to see Rob Brydon and...
Ah, well, you've seen me on stage then.
Were you?
Yeah. And I also covered two of the other principal roles, which I played a lot as well.
My story for that one is that I complained about my seat, because me being a tall gentleman, and they moved me into the box, and the box I was right above.
Oh, yeah.
I could see the little ball patch that Rob Brydon has, and my phone went off. You know when you try to, and I thought my phone was off and it wasn't. You know, that frantically, oh my god. My phone's going off in the middle of a West End show, but so what are you working on at the moment?
I've got a show opening in February called The Sorrows of Satan with Michael, who's also worked on The Superhero, and then we open another family show at Android Webber's new theatre, St James's as it's called now, going to be called The Other Palace, and that is a show that Andrew Lloyd Webber himself has picked up to be the first kind of work in development show in July at that theatre.
Brilliant. Okay, well, look, gentlemen, I don't need to wish you luck, because it's just been a massive success story. I'm going to come and see this myself next week on the 24th.
Good man.
Yeah, runs at France from the Palace South Ends, 24th to the 27th. The box office number is 01702 351135. Gentlemen, we'd love you to come back in the future and tell us whatever you're working on, because it's just brilliant. And I'm delighted for both of you. It's lovely to see some success. We're cutting this short because I know you've got to fly off to another radio station. They might be as nice as I am.
No, but, thanks for having us, Mike.
That's all right. Yeah. But let's play out with this song. Is called Chills. I'm freezing. Gentlemen, thank you very much indeed. It's a pleasure, and all the best with the show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It used to be extremely cold for them to... Precisely.